Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And very excited about having our good friend Joanne Black back on the show. Joanne S. Black is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. Already gone by 7 years that she's been a member of our Brain Trust, and we couldn't do without her. She's the founder of No More Cold Calling. She's also the author of a book that's titled No More Cold Calling. You're starting to get the picture. And she's our good friend Joanne Black. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Tim. Great to be here always.
Good to have you here. Are you ready to talk about your new book?
I certainly am. I've been talking about it all the time.
That's what
and
I thought.
I
want to make sure the audience knows you got a new one coming out.
Right. And, you know, Jim, when I started to look at my original book, I was going to rewrite it, update it, really.
Yeah.
Because a lot's changed in the last several years. And as I started doing that, I realized, no, this is not an update. This is a new book.
Right.
Because what's happening today, we all know we have so much dependence on technology that we forget about the person who's on the other end of the phone, on the other side of the desk, sitting next to us on a bus, on an airplane, on a whatever.
Right.
And I had to think about that and say, no.
Well,
technology is a great tool, but nothing beats a personal conversation.
Well, here's the thing that has to be remembered. All this new stuff that we have is all being dealt with by an entity that really hasn't changed at all. Human beings, we're still the same protoplasm. You and I are not any smarter today than we were 20, 30 years ago. Our children are not going to be smarter than we are. I mean, the intelligence levels of human beings, we haven't evolved. We haven't changed like our technology has changed. We're still the same kind of people with feelings and things that we want. And we have new ways of looking at things. But basically, humanity is having to deal with all the new stuff. Let me give you a great way to think about this. Why aren't smartphones getting smaller? You ever thought about that? The reason smartphones aren't getting smaller is because, which they should be, right? Because everything else, all other technology is getting smaller, the more better we are. Well, the reason is because they're doing more with smartphones, and human beings can't do smaller things than we got to have more room because of our form factor, our hand. And so the human, it's got to come back to the humans, doesn't it?
Well, it always does. I mean, I kid around sometimes and I say, I think someday we may just have a chip in our wrist and forget about it. I mean, I hope not, but you know where we're going.
Right.
And this is especially challenging technology dependence with millennials. And in fact, 2 days ago, I had all these emails and phone calls from people who knew me and said, you have to check out this article in the Wall Street Journal. And it was about bosses say, turn off your phone.
Yeah.
And the story was about millennials who all they did was communicate by email and even said they turn off their desk phones because phones are an interruption.
Right.
Well, what happened was a couple people in sales misunderstood something in an email and they lost a huge client. And
Wow. The
manager came back and said, you have to get on the phone. So,
right.
Of course, I jumped on that one.
Right. Absolutely.
And so, it's not just millennials. I mean, it's all of us.
Well,
it's all
I'm,
of us.
My audience has heard me say this before. I said it already today. This came up earlier in another conversation. And if I start writing an email that doesn't have to be an email, and I start going more than a couple of paragraphs, I just stop writing, and I'd reach over and pick up the phone and try to call the person.
It saves a ton of time, doesn't it?
And well, and it also builds relationships.
You took the words out of my mouth. How did you know I was going to say that, Jim?
Well, because you're so smart.
No, but I think my kids are smarter than I am.
Yeah, well, no. They think they are.
They're not.
They just think they are. But no, seriously, this phone thing, and this is what the new book's all about, folks. When we come back, we're gonna weave that into it. Tell them the title, Joanne.
Pick up the damn phone.
I'm curious about how she's going to get that emphasis on the book, on the cover of the book. NoMoreColdCalling.com, right?
Correct.
All right, quick break. Right back with Joanne Black after these messages. That book, by the way, is coming out later this year. 20 Tales. Stay with us.
Must be 7 months or more. Ran out of time and money. Looks like they took my friend. Oh, Lord, I'm sucking on old dye.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.